Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's the €13 billion plus interest that Ireland doesn't want and the state has fought hard to reject. Well, today the EU's Court of Justice will hear an appeal in the long-running Apple Ireland state aid case. On his way into Cabinet this morning, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said he looked forward to the Commission's appeal being unsuccessful. The Taoiseach told reporters that it was not true that Apple had a special tax arrangement here in Ireland. Now, to remind us of the background to this case, we're joined by Suzanne Lynch, Chief Brussels correspondent with Politico. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Claire.
Well, the Taoiseach making comments about this on his way into Cabinet. It's clearly very close to the top of the agenda here in Ireland. But it started back in 2013. The Apple CEO, Tim Cook, was appearing before a US Senate committee then. And it emerged that Apple had only paid $10 million of tax on the $22 billion of profit from its Irish operations. That's where it all began, Suzanne, isn't it?
Yes, we're going back 10 years now. And there was a very high profile Senate committee hearing. Tim Cook, the Apple boss who had taken over following the death of Steve Jobs, he was probed by US senators about Apple's tax arrangements. And that hearing was pretty explosive at the time. We heard Cook being accused of tax gimmicks, of Ireland being a tax haven. And then that really put the emphasis on companies' arrangements, US companies in Ireland. And then the European Commission began to sit up and take notice. It started its investigation into Apple's tax arrangements in Ireland. And then in 2016, in a really landmark ruling for EU competition policy, it found that these two arrangements that Ireland had entered into with Apple back in 1991 and 2007 had kind of artificially lower the tax paid by Apple in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. And Apple was not happy with that, Suzanne, but the Irish state also believed that was problematic.
It did. And Ireland from the very beginning argued that this was unfair, that it was unjust. And Apple took a case. And then what happened to the European Commission, and the figure behind this was Margaret Vestager, the competition commissioner, who is still here in Brussels. Apple won its appeal of that case. And that was a huge blow back in 2020. That was a huge blow for the European Commission. It was a huge personal blow for Margaret Vestager, who had, brought this new case, because state aid rules and competition policy traditionally in the EU doesn't really deal with tax issues. But this was the European Commission saying, hang on, we're using state aid rules to probe tax arrangements in individual EU countries. Now, we know in Ireland that tax policy is the competence of a member state. The EU can't set a country's tax policy. But cynics would say that the EU was using their state aid rules, their competition policy, to get at Ireland's tax system. So when the Commission got wrapped in the knuckles very, very publicly in 2020 and basically lost, the court saw Apple and Ireland's point of view, the Commission then said it would appeal this, and this is what's happening today. The European Commission is going into that court and saying that that appeal is wrong, and it's back arguing its case again.
Margaret Vestager came out very strongly when Apple won the appeal, didn't she? And she said that the court had made a number of errors of law. Is that what this latest appeal is based on?
Yes, she did. She was very strong in her statement that time, saying that the Commission would go back to the court on this issue. And she said that making sure that all companies, big and small, pay their fair share of tax is a top priority for the European Commission. And that if member states give certain multinational companies tax advantages that are not available to their rivals, that this harms fair competition in the European Union and is in breach of state aid rules. So that is what their argument is. They believe in the European Commission that they have the right to look at these tax arrangements, and they made a judgment that these tax arrangements were unfair. They were breaching EU state aid rules. The court upheld the appeal, and now they're back in court today. So it's very, very significant for the EU in terms of the big picture. You know, how far the EU can go in terms of using its state aid tools to change tax policy. And, you know, some people would say the European Commission, particularly over the last few years, have become more and more powerful, maybe too powerful for some countries in certain areas. So it's a really kind of big watershed case that a lot of people are watching here in Brussels and Luxembourg.
There's a lot at stake. And how long is it going to take? And then when can we expect a decision?
Well, it's going to take some time, probably not until next year will we get a final outcome on this. Now, the arguments have started already this morning in the courts, and we have heard counsel for the company accusing the Commission of getting things wrong and saying that the Commission has tried to confuse things and challenge findings of fact by the court. Now, we have to wait and see what the Commission is going to say in response to that. But it is worth keeping in mind as well that we're only a year out from the European elections. They happen next year, and then there will be a whole reshuffle within the European Commission. So, you know, Commissioner Vestager, who's in charge of this portfolio, you know, it's a huge issue for her professionally as well. This is something that she's put at the heart of her mandate. She believes that the Commission should get, should have a role in policing the use of unfair tax practices, as she sees it, by particularly multinationals. And that's one of her key arguments, that why should, you know, your regular businesses pay X amount of tax, and should there be arrangements for bigger multinationals that are different than that?
Okay.
So, you know, she states a lot on that, and she has a year now left in her mandate.
So there's a lot at stake in terms of policy, but the amount of money here is, it's eye-watering. We know the headline figure is 13.1 billion. There's interest now piled on top of that over the last 10 years or so, bringing it up closer to over 14 billion. Where is that money? What is it doing?
Yes, that's in this escrow account. But you're right, it's actually lost some value because of the investment climate in the last year or so. And actually, a portion of it was claimed as tax revenue by another EU country. We're not sure when, back in which country, back in 2021. And then you had this kind of more poor performance by the fund because of the interest rate situation. So it's been sitting there. But Ireland, as we know, has said it doesn't want this money effectively. It's a matter of principle. Ireland obviously still relies very, very heavily on big tech companies for its tax revenue. And that's the reality. So because of this, it's being very, very closely watched here. Now, when the original judgment happened, I was covering it here myself at the time, and there was, you know, widespread, people were aghast that Ireland was not taking this money. And that was just at a time, you have to remember, when it wasn't too long since Ireland was emerging from the IMF EU bailout. Ireland had been in the news for so long because of its financial crisis. And here, just a couple of years later, it was being given a tax bonanza, as many people saw it. But no, the Irish government instead decided to fight this case and was vindicated with that appeal that it won, that Apple won back in 2020. Now it remains to be seen if the Commission's counter-appeal will pass muster with the court. But as you say there, it will be a while before we get a final outcome on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, everyone here remembers when we first heard about this money, Suzanne. We had it spent several times over, hadn't we?
We do. And I mean, it's interesting, Claire, that it's coming a day after the Irish regulator hit back at Meta, the parent company of Facebook. And this whole issue of how US mainly tech companies are taxed is an issue that people are trying to grapple with across the world, both at OECD level, at national level, and at EU level. And also how they're regulated. It is a very fast-moving, dynamic industry, and the tax systems are frankly not able to kind of keep up, and similarly with the regulator. So we have a situation a day after Ireland ordered Facebook to recoup money from Facebook over privacy issues. We now have a kind of a connected issue in terms of a big multinational company and its responsibilities when it comes to either privacy or taxation.
Well, we'll watch this one with interest. Suzanne, thank you very much. Suzanne Lynch, Chief Brussels Correspondent with Politico. Now, coming up next, he was the Garda tasked with building relationships with minority and disadvantaged groups. And now, as unrest over migration increases, we're going to meet recently retired Inspector Dr. David McInerney. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.